我们一起来查考一些圣经节，做我们互相的勉励。
Before we begin our prayer, let's read some verses for mutual encouragement.
我们请看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Verse 13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
爱是最大的。
Love is the greatest.
爱是存到永远的。
Love is forever.
但是信心也是很重要的一个基础。
But of course, faith is a very important.
有信心的基础才能够有一个真正活泼的盼望。
To have a beginning in faith, we'll have a very lively hope.
有信心做基础，也才能够有真正爱心的行动。
And faith as a foundation will have love as an action.
所以我们在灵恩会当中我们也来反省一下我们的信心。
And so during the spiritual convocation, let's reflect on our faith.
在灵恩会当中，我们也再一次的来求主耶稣。继续不断地来加添我们的信心。
And during the spiritual convocation, let's continually to ask God to build up our faith.
请看彼得前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章第八节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
第八节，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
第九节，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Verse 9, Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
这两节经节告诉我们几件事情。
These two verses tell us a few things.
第一个告诉我们什么是仇敌，是我们的仇敌。
First, it tells us who is our adversary or enemy.
这里说你们的仇敌魔鬼。
Our enemy is the devil.
所以我们要知道，在信仰的道路上面，我们会有属灵的征战。
We know that in our journey of faith, there will be spiritual battles.
所以我们。在神的爱、神的恩典里头，不等于说我们就这个没有警醒。
And so, just because we are living in the love and the grace of God, doesn't mean that we don't need to be alert.
只要是有仇敌的存在，我们都需要是警醒的。
As long as an enemy exists, we must be alert.
所以在这一条信仰的道路上面，我们享受神的恩典。那我们也要常常警醒。
So on this journey of faith, we can enjoy the grace of God, but we must be alert.
再来，这里告诉我们要勇敢。
And here it also tells us to be courageous.
勇敢的来抵挡仇敌撒旦。
To be brave in order to stand against and resist the devil.
用坚固的信心来站立得稳。
We must stand firm in the faith.
这个撒旦他要破坏打倒我们的信仰。
The devil wants to break down our faith.
我们要知道有这样的一个事实存在。
We have to know that this is a reality and it exists.
所以这个信心对我们来讲是很重要的。
And so faith is very important to us.
这是征战我们所必须要有的。
This is a battle that we have to have.
所以我们再来看一起再来复习一下这个信心的重要。
And so let's review the importance of faith.
然后我们再来谈一下如何能够增进我们的信心。
And then we'll discuss how to be steadfast in our faith.
请看马太福音十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章十三节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 13。
三十一节。
Sorry, verse 31。
三十一节， 耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
Verse 31, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt?
没有充足的信心会让人有疑惑。
We don't have enough faith, we will not be able to stand.
在我们的生活当中，我们很怕说我们会有一些疑惑的存在。
So when we have a smaller faith, we will have doubt.
生活当中如果有疑惑的话，它会影响到我们整个生活。
If our lives have doubt, then if we have doubt in our faith, then it affects our lives.
彼得本来是像耶稣一样走在海面上，他要走到耶稣那里。
Peter originally was standing on the water and was about to walk to Jesus.
这是主耶稣允许他的，说你到我这里来。
Jesus asked and allowed him to walk toward Jesus.
所以照理说，彼得他是可以这样子走，像主耶稣一样走在水面上，走到耶稣那里。
And so Peter should have been able to stand on water and walk to Jesus.
但是彼得没有成功。
But Peter was not successful.
因为他起了疑惑。
Because he had doubt.
他一疑惑，他就没有办法做成这件事情。
As soon as he doubted, he was not able to do this.
所以这个疑惑真的会影响到我们的生活，影响到我们的信仰。
And so doubt affects our lives. It affects our faith.
那主耶稣伸手把他拉上来。
And so Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.
主耶稣说，你这个小信的人啊。
And Jesus said to him, you of little faith.
你为什么疑惑呢？
Why did you doubt?
疑惑就影响了你正在做的这件事情。
Doubt will affect what you are currently doing.
所以我们如果没有充足的信心，我们在生活当中，在信仰里头，就容易有很多的疑惑。
If we don't have this steadfast faith, we will haveIt will affect our lives. We will have doubt in our lives.
彼得因为疑惑，所以让他就沉到水里了。
Because Peter doubted, he started to sink into the water.
如果我们是充满着疑惑的话，我们也会在在信仰的道路上面好像要溺水一样。
And so, the same for us. So if we are full of doubt in our lives, we will be like we are sinking and drowning in our journey of faith.
彼得虽然是一个渔夫，但是这一次他觉得说他会没命的。
Peter really thought that this time he would lose his life.
所以他就大声喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
And so that's why he shouted, "Lord, save me!"
疑惑影响到我们奔跑这一条天国路。
Doubt will affect our journey to heaven.
甚至会让我们在这一信仰的道路上面来失败了。
And it will also, we will be unsuccessful in our journey of faith.
所以我们一定要有充足的信心。
That's why we must have a steadfast faith.
能够在信仰的道路上面没有疑惑。
In order to not have any doubt in our faith,
有坚强的信心就不会有疑惑。
We must have a strong faith. That way we won't have doubt.
请看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章第八节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节，那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说。
Verse 8, then Peter filled with the Holy Spirit said to them.
再跳过来看十二节。
And jump to verse 12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
这个彼得啊，他充满着信心。
Peter was full of faith.
虽然这时候他遭遇到逼迫
，although he was persecuted at the time，
但是他对他的信仰不怀疑。
But he never doubted his faith.
啊，这时候的彼得他有很强的信，强烈的信心。
Peter at this time had a strong faith.
哦，所以他能也能够勇敢的在公会的面前来为耶稣、为耶稣、为主耶稣做见证。
That's why he had the bravery to stand up and testify for Christ.
哦，十二节他讲了这一句很有名的话。
In verse 12, he made a very famous statement.
哦，他勇敢地说，除了主耶稣之外，在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
He said, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved."
哦，我们都希望我们在这个信仰的道路上面，不要让疑惑啊来困扰我们。
We hope that in our journey of faith, that doubt will never affect us.
啊，所以我们必须要有一个很坚强的信心。
So we must have a strong faith.
啊，因为我们的环境会改变。
Because the environment and things change around us.
啊，我们所遭遇到的事情会改变。
The things that we encounter change as well.
哦，我们周遭的人也会改变。
People around us change as well.
哦，这些改变都很有可能会造成我们的怀疑。
These changes will create doubt in us.
啊，尤其我们总是要接触人。
Especially if we need to be around other people.
哦，那有时候怀疑是从人来的。
Sometimes doubt comes from people.
而怀疑会让我们好像彼得一样沉入水里。
Doubt will be can cause us to be like Peter and sink.
啊，我们需要有一个坚强的信心。
We must have a strong faith.
这样我们才能够胜过，才能够在信仰的道路上面胜过怀疑，没有怀疑。
That way, in our journey of faith, we can not have any doubt.
啊，再请看彼得后书第三章。
Take a look at 2 Peter chapter 3. Second Peter chapter 3 verse 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事情你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Verse 8, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day.
第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
在信仰当中，已经有人开始在怀疑说，主耶稣的应许是真的吗？
And so, in their faith, someone was doubting whether or not the promise from God is real.
主耶稣说他要再来，怎么还没有来？
The Lord says that he will return, but how come he hasn't returned yet?
第八节、第九节是彼得给他们的回答。
Verse 8 and verse 9 is the reply given by Peter.
这时候彼得在 这时候他是一个充满着信心的使徒。
Here Peter was a disciple full of faith.
现实的环境让很多人在怀疑主耶稣的这个应他再来的应许。
During that time, many people were doubting the promise of the Lord.
但是彼得他仍然确信不疑。
But Peter stood firm, and he did not waver.
为什么信心这么重要？
How come faith is just so important?
如果只是一点点的信心，是没有什么力量的。
Just a tiny bit of faith is actually not strong enough.
请看马太福音十七章。
Take a look at Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19.
十九节，门徒暗暗地到耶稣跟前说：“我们为什么不可能赶出那鬼呢？”
19. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?"
二十节。
20.
耶稣说：“是因为你们的信心小。我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：‘你从这边挪到那边。’”他也必挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。
Verse 20, he replied, "Because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
门徒他们在工作当中，他们遇到了挫折。
During their holy work of the disciples, they had encountered an error.
他们觉得，他们发现说，他们没有那个能力。
They realized they don't have the power.
所以他们就暗暗的来问主耶稣。
And so they privately went to ask Jesus.
所以二十节主耶稣说是因为你们的信心小。
Jesus replied, saying that because they have little faith.
因为他们的信心小，所以呢，他们就没有力量。
Because they have little faith, they didn't have enough power.
有信心也会带来力量。
Faith and having faith will bring power.
这条信仰的道路，我们需要有力量来奔跑。
And this journey of faith requires power to run the course.
信心带来力量。
Faith brings that power.
我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传四章三十三节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 33.
三十三节，使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
Verse 33, with great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all.
见证主耶稣最困难的项目之一，就是见证主耶稣的复活。
The toughest thing to do is to testify about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
但是这里说使徒大有能力来见证主耶稣的复活。
But it says here that they testified with great power regarding the resurrection of Jesus.
这些使徒他们充满着信心。
These apostles were full of faith.
信心带来的力量。
Faith brought power.
所以他们有那个力量来见证这个最困难的。
They had the power to testify about the great this really tough subject.
我们看《使徒行传》里头，他们在做的见证，很多的时候是在见证主耶稣的复活。
And then we can tell in the book of Acts that a lot of times they are testifying about the resurrection.
这个不但是勇敢的，这是带着力量的。
This is not only brave or courageous, but it comes with power.
信心。 才能够带来力量。
Only faith can bring power.
为什么信心这么重要？
So why is faith so important?
我们都一直在互相勉励说我们要靠近主耶稣。
We always encourage each other, telling each other that we must draw near to God.
但是事实上很多的时候我们是离主耶稣很远。
But in reality, we are further than God than we thought.
尤其是信心小，其实是远离主耶稣的。
Especially if our faith is little, then we are far away from God.
请看马太福音26章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章58节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 58.
58节，彼得掩掩地跟着耶稣，直到大祭司的院子，进到里面，就和差役同坐，要看这事到底怎样。Verse
58, But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome.
这时候的彼得，他跟着主耶稣，是有一段的距离，甚至是远远地跟着主耶稣。We
see here that Peter followed Christ at a distance, quite a bit away, far away from Christ.
这时候的彼得，他的信心是小的。
Peter at this time had little faith.
他应该是紧紧地跟着耶稣。He
should have closely followed Christ.
他也自己说，他不离开主耶稣，他要紧紧地跟着主耶稣。He
even said himself that he would not leave Jesus and would follow him closely.
但是因为他的信心小，所以他真的表现出来的是跟主耶稣保持着。 一段的距离。
And so because his faith was little, he has, followed Christ, at a further distance.
哦，所以我们说要就近主耶稣。
And so we say we need to, draw closer to God.
那我们必须要在我们的信心这个项目上面，我们要检讨一下。
And so we need, to reflect on our faith.
好，我们要增强我们的信心，我们才能够真的是紧紧的跟着主耶稣。
We need to strengthen our faith so that we can closely follow Christ.
哦，活着的话，我们是远远的跟着耶稣的。
Living, here, we are following Christ, really far.
哦，我们会说我是信主耶稣。
We may say we believe in Christ.
但是当我们信心小的时候，我们是离主耶稣很远。
But when our faith is small, we are actually, further away from Christ.
啊，有两个弟兄在同一个啊一个地方工作。
There are two brothers, who work, in the same place.
他们来自不同的城市。
They come from different cities.
啊，所以他们两个互相不认识。
So, they, don't know each other.
那两个都是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Both are members of True Jesus Church.
啊，有一个，其中有一个啊，这个信仰是很软弱。
One of them's faith is weak.
啊，另外一个呢，信心很坚强。
The other brother's faith, is stronger.
啊，所以那个信心很坚强的那个弟兄啊，在工作的地方，他也常常跟同事来分享这个信仰。
And so the brother who had the stronger faith would often share, about his faith, amongst, the coworkers.
啊，甚至邀请同事这个到教会来。
He even asked his coworkers, invited his coworkers to, our church.
啊，渐渐的，本来人家只知道说这个是信耶稣的。
So, initially they only, knew that, he believed, in Jesus.
后来知道说，这是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Then they found out that he was a member of True Jesus Church.
那另外那个弟兄他就不是这样子。
Then this other brother, did not do these things.
他从来不跟人家谈起这个信仰的事情。
He never discussed, his faith with others.
那这个信心很好这个弟兄啊，甚至跟他谈信仰。
And this, strong faith brother, had even discussed his faith with, with this other brother.
那后来也知道说，其实他是同样是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And eventually found out that, this brother was also a member of True Jesus Church.
那这个信心软弱的这个呢，他竟然不敢说，我也是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But this brother who had weaker faith, dare not to say that he was a member of True Jesus Church.
他说。我妹妹也是你们也是真耶稣教会的信徒。
He said, my younger sister is a member of True Jesus Church.
啊，真的，当人这个信心很小，信心很软弱的时候，人真的离主耶稣很远。
So truly, when our faith is small, we are much further away from God.
当人信心小的时候，人也不敢做见证。
When our faith is small, we, dare not to testify.
啊，甚至信心小，连承认耶稣、承认自己是真耶稣教会的信徒都不敢。
When our faith is small, even admitting that, we are members of True Jesus Church, we dare not to.
哦，一个不敢承认自己是真耶稣教会信徒的人，你看他离主耶稣有多远？
If you think about it, a person who can't even admit they are a member of True Jesus Church, is a person, who's, far away from God.
哦，我想如果圣灵让我们来感受主耶稣的心的话，那也一定啊，让主耶稣大大的伤心。
And so, if we can't, touch the heart of God, God will be sad.
啊，如果圣灵让我们能够感受主耶稣的心
，Oh, if the Holy Spirit can, touch our hearts, to feel God,
啊，那个主耶稣的心一定是很伤心的。
Oh, then, then Jesus' heart must be very sad if that had to be the case. 啊，
那所以我们如何来得着信心，来增强我们的信心
？So how do we, gain our faith? How do we strengthen our faith?
请看彼得前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节，你要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
这里彼得说，将我们的忧虑来卸给神。
Here, Peter says to cast our anxieties on God.
忧虑就让我们会有怀疑。
Anxiety will bring us doubt.
怀疑就是一个小信的一个表现。
Doubt is the showing of little faith.
没有充足的信心就会带来怀疑。
Without a steadfast faith, it will bring doubt.
那为什么会有怀疑？
And so why does doubt exist?
因为有很多的忧虑。
Because there's a lot of anxiety.
所以如果我们要增强我们的信心，我们求主帮助我们，将我们的忧虑来卸给神。
So if we want to have a strong faith, we must ask God to help us in our anxiety so that we should cast our anxieties onto God.
生活当中越少的忧虑，我们就能够有越坚强的信心。
The less anxiety we can have in our lives, the more, the stronger our faith can be.
所以我们真的要训练我们自己，将我们的忧虑来交给神。
We need to train ourselves to cast our anxieties onto God.
因为彼得说他是顾念我们的。
Because here Peter says, because God cares for us.
他有那个能力，他也愿意。
God has the ability, and God is willing.
那我们为什么不将忧虑来交给他呢？
So then why should we not cast our anxieties onto God?
路加福音十七章。
这个 Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章第五节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 5.
第五节，使徒对主说，求主加添我们的信心。
Verse 5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith.
这是我们祷告的目标之一。
This is one of the goals in our prayer.
我们常常说我们的祷告要有一些目标。
We often say that we should be praying for something during our prayers.
信心既然是这么的重要，我们有没有为我们的信心来做祷告？
So being that faith is so important, are we praying for our faith?
这些使徒他们发现了信心是这么的重要。
These apostles realized how important faith is.
所以他们来到主耶稣的面前说，求主加添我们的信心。
So they came to the Lord and asked the Lord to increase their faith.
当我们说求主加添我们的信心。
So when we say to God, increase our faith.
那我们也必须接受主耶稣他会用不同的方法来帮助我们增加我们的信心。
Then we must accept the methods that the Lord is going to use to increase our faith.
当我们做这样的祈求的时候，我们就要来看神在我们生活当中的作为。
Then when we make this kind of request, we need to see how God is going to work in our lives.
我们常常是求了，但是我们并没有仔细的来看。
A lot of times we make the request to God, but a lot of times we don't pay attention to what's going on.
所以我们失去了机会。
And then we let that opportunity slip by.
我们又再一次的求说，主啊，你没有听我的。没有听我的祷告。
And then we pray again to God and say, God, you didn't listen to my prayers.
其实是我们没有仔细的去观察。
But in actuality, it's because we didn't carefully observe what was going on.
主耶稣安排的机会来加添我们的信心，我们把它放掉了。
God gave us an opportunity to increase our faith, but yet we didn't take hold of that opportunity.
想想看，我们真的常会是常常这样子的。
If we think about it, we do this very often.
这个以利亚先知他求神降雨。
Prophet Elijah asked the Lord to bring rain upon the land.
他祷告了之后，他叫他的仆人说：“你往海边观看。”
And after he prayed, he told the servant to look out into the sea.
仆人回来说。没有看到什么。
Servant came back and reported that he doesn't see anything.
以利亚说：“你再去看。”
And then Elijah said, go and look again.
这样连续七次。
The servant did this seven times.
第七次仆人回来说, 看到天边有一片云, 只不过像手掌那么大。
And then finally, on the seventh time, the servant came back and reported to Elijah that he saw a cloud about the size of a man's fist.
以利亚的信心就得到了坚固。
And then Elijah's faith was strengthened.
以利亚说有大雨的响声到了。
And then he said, there is a sound of heavy rain coming.
叫这个王赶快下山。
He told the king to quickly get down the mountain.
其实神正在坚固我们的信心。
God is actually strengthening our faith.
只是我们并没有用心，我们祷告了，但是我们没有用心来体会。
And so, so even though we prayed, we are not actually trying to see what's going on.
所以我们就认为说，神还没有听我的祷告。That's
why we think that God has not listened to our prayers.
所以只要我们已经向神求了。And
so therefore, if we have already requested God,
我们就要好好的来观察，来观看，来查验神是怎样的在我们。
We need to carefully observe what God is doing, what are the works He is doing in our lives.
真的，我们自己的意见常常是很强。
And indeed, our own will is very strong.
我们看到我们所遭遇的，祷告了之后，我们遭遇了一件事情。
After we pray and then we encounter something.
这是我们所不喜欢的。
And it's something that we don't like.
所以我们就开始来拒绝、来排斥所遭遇的事情。
Then we immediately start to reject what is happening.
其实很多时候应该是神借着这个事情，就是要来成全我们的祷告，来加添我们的信心。
But in reality, God is actually using that event to answer our prayers and to strengthen our faith.
所以我们不但求神加添我们的信心，我们也要用心的去体会。
We don't only ask God to strengthen our faith, we must carefully observe what it is that He's doing for us.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时的忧愁。
Verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
保罗发现说在试炼受苦当中是可以大喜乐的。
And so Paul realized that during great trials and suffering, you can rejoice.
因为可以得到一定可以得到一个很美好的结果。
Because he knows that we can gain a very good result in the end.
第七节叫你的信心。 既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。Verse
7, these have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor.
我们不能够祷告了而没有去领受等待那个结果。So
we can't just pray and make a request and then not try to accept what God has given us.
主耶稣说，祈求的就要给你。
Jesus said, if you seek, then it will be given to you.
求主加添信心，这个绝对是合乎神旨意的一个祈求。
Asking God to strengthen our faith is perfectly a fine request.
他不会不成全我们这样的祈求。
God will not reject this request from us.
只是我们没有用心去体会。
The only difference is that we did not carefully try to see what's happening.
我们如何得着信心，如何增加我们的信心。
So that is how we can strengthen our faith.
请看罗马书第十章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章十四节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 14.
十四节，然而未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
14, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
这里说这个信呢、啊，也是从听而来的。
And so we can see here that belief comes from what we hear.
这个神的话语也能够来增进我们的信心。
And God's words can strengthen our faith.
哦，所以我们求圣灵来教导我们。
So we pray for the Holy Spirit to instruct us.
有圣经的教导加上。这个圣灵的感动
With the teachings of the Bible and the movement of the Holy Spirit,
我们的信心是会增长的
Our faith can grow.
那所以这个圣灵 也是一个让我们信心增长的一个重要的关键
And so the Holy Spirit is an important part of our growth in faith.
开始的时候我们提到那些使徒是充满着信心。
We mentioned earlier that the apostles were full of faith.
尤其是在他们传福音的这个事工上面，他们充满着信心。
Especially during their works in preaching.
他们不再胆怯。
They were not afraid.
他们不再因为所遭遇的环境而来怀疑。
They were not affected by doubt when their surroundings were of doubt.
信心也带给他们工作的力量。
Faith provided them with power.
信心带给他们奔跑信仰道路的力量。
Faith gave them the power to take on the journey of faith.
因为他们被圣灵充满。
And all because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章在描写圣灵降临的情形。
And then in Acts chapter 2, it records the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那边说他们都被圣灵充满。
And it says and recorded that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们那个充足的信心一定跟被圣灵充满是有直接的关系。
And so the strengthening of their faith was directly related to to the Holy Spirit.
信心是这么的重要。
Faith is so important.
这也就是为什么我们在灵恩会的时候我们互相勉励求圣灵求圣灵的充满。
That is why we encourage each other to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
信心太重要了。
Faith is too important.
当我们这样子讲的时候也就是说祷告太重要了。
And if we say that, then it is to say also that prayer is also very important.
现在我们一起来祷告。
We're going to pray now.
我们求圣灵，求圣灵充满我们。
We ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让我们都能够有一个坚固的信心。
In that way, we can have a strong, steadfast faith.
我们一起来愿意接受按手的，请到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands may come forward.